Mafia.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
My experiences with candelabra, I felt, would end in my never having anything to do with antique silver again. My contact with Madame Cornelius at her house in Chelsea ended in my being bound, spread eagle fashion, on a bed in a back room, while Madame and a Frenchman named Bernay hiked off to places unknown. Fortunately, Barbara had had a brainwave, got Charlie Austin on the job. He sneaked in the back window while Barbara watched the exit of Madame and her friend and followed them both to and from their destination. A signal on the car horn from her notified Charlie and me of their return, and we were thus able to turn the tables, leaving Madame securely tied up where I'd been, and her henchmen, for we'd also captured the one downstairs, locked in cupboards. Then we made our exit.
Thought you were never coming. You got my car signal all right?
Yes, a very bright idea of yours. It gave us time to get ready and turn the tables on them. Now, what's your news?
Well, you were so long coming back that I got a bit anxious and got Charlie along. Then, knowing the address, we tootled along and started exploring. I stayed in the car to see if there was anything doing in front, and Charlie left me to go round the back.
Yes, a good thing he did.
Then, when Madame and her friend came out, I just followed them.
Where did they go?
South Audley Street, a beautiful little antique shop.
Did they go in?
Yes. By the way, the shop is labelled Madame Alba Cornelius, Antiques. All very high class and respectable.
It would be. Well, what next?
Well, about an hour afterwards, they came out, got into their car and drove back here. I did once round the block behind them and tooted the horn as arranged with Charlie.
Well done.
Nice-looking woman, that. Distinguished. That blue rinse suits her curly crop.
Yes, doesn't it?
What's happened? Did you get into some strife? I can't see how. They look extremely nice people.
Yes, they do. So nice that they very nearly did for me just before you and Charlie arrived.
You're surely joking.
I surely am not. And I'm extremely grateful that you did what you did.
Well, what next? I'm burning with curiosity.
Seeing that we've carefully placed your beautiful lady with the blue rinse somewhere where she can't do much harm for a time, you can drive us to this antique place. Come on, Charlie, get in.
Blimey. The place is lighted up like a Christmas tree.
Yes, that's the worst of these places. The policeman on the beat can see into the shop from the street. And if anyone interferes with the lock, an alarm's sounded and the lights automatically go out.
Let's give it a go, Mr. Hex. When were the first fire and burglar alarm that I've fixed?
It's too risky. We'll go round the back. Barbara, you take the car down the street about 50 yards and sound the old horn again if anything looms up.
Right.
How does it look, Charlie?
The back door's not in the light, but there's an alarm connection. I can just spot it. And it's connected with the lock. Shove a key into that and up goes the balloon.
All right, give me a back. I'll manage that upper window by way of that pipe.
Don't touch the window fastener. That'll be connected. Just smash the window. Here, I got a lump of plaster in my pocket.
Huh, you think of everything.
Slam it on the glass. Then give a sharp crack with this here little hammer, see? Here, I'm lighter than you. Hoist me up. I'll do it.
Very well.
Up you go. Set.
Set as a jelly. Now, hold on a sec. I reckon I know exactly where the alarm switch is.
How are you going?
Good. Here it comes.
Well, that won't wake anybody.
Okay, Mr. Hex. I'm getting in now. Let you in the door in 1 minute.
Also, Garnet, come in. Here, notice anything, Mr. Hex?
Can't see a thing. Let me get my torch.
You, don't want a torch to notice what I noticed.
Good Lord, man. I get what you mean.
Whew, the heat.
Jiminy, where are we, on the equator?
These here back premises look like a repair shop. But why so blooming up? That's what I want to know.
We'll find out. The heat seems to be coming through the floor. There's a basement below this. See the stairs?
Yeah, over in that corner.
We'll find out what all this means. Come on. My hat, we're getting warmer, as we used to say when we were kids.
There must be a fire down here.
Oh, so that's it. No wonder it's hot.
Blimey, a furnace.
Yes, an electric furnace and crucible, Charlie. Only half on, but...
What's it for?
It's a gold and silversmith's furnace for melting down precious metals.
Well, I suppose these folks are entitled to have that for repairs.
Of course, no harm in that. Can you find a light switch anywhere?
There must be one about. Here. Crikey. The place is a blinking Alibaba's what's it? Trinkets, candlesticks, dishes. Mostly silver, I reckon.
Come here and look at this candelabra.
Oh, pity. Broken in about 8 places.
Broken? No, not broken, Charlie. Sawn through very carefully and skillfully. Now, you'll notice that the stem in my hand is hollow. They always are.
This one ain't.
No, that one ain't. Isn't. It's been filled up.
Oh, so it has.
And it's been filled up with gold, Charlie.
Gold? Blimey.
All right, my lad. We now know something, but not all. I notice a safe over there. Can you do it over in double-quick cut time?
Yeah, of course I can.
All right. I'm going to have a last look round. Might see a few samples I could take a fancy to.
Might make a collection on my account, too.
I'll see you looked after. I'm going topside.
Don't get into the shop lights.
Magazines, eh? Connoisseur. The magazines for collectors, dozen of them. Antique silverware of all kinds, collector's pieces. Sheffield, Sheraton, French. On view at the antique salon of Madame Alva Cornelius, South Audley Street, London, West 1. Legitimate business, apparently. Apparently.
Mr. Hicks, she's open.
Good. Now, let's grab those papers. That's it. Any money in the cash drawer?
A wad. It's in my pocket now.
Right, let's go. I think I'll leave a feather, though. Great Scott! That's Barbara again. Something's happened.
We better scarp her.
Close the door. We'd better go round the block. Now, what's gone wrong, I wonder?
Blimey, I think I know. Here. Would you like to bash my brains out with this here hammer?
What on earth for?
I reckon, Mr. Hicks, when I opened that safe door, I forgot that might be connected with the alarm system.
My hat. Never mind. There's Barbara in the car.
Hurry! Hurry! I've got the car started.
Now, what happened? Why did you signal?
The lights in the shop suddenly went out.
Reckon I was right.
Well, it's no good weeping over a dead fish. Fit on it, driver, and don't spare the carburetor. We are going back to our friends in Cheney Walk.
Well, we're in. What do we do now?
We take advantage of the fact that Madame and company are well taken care of for the time being. Make yourselves at home, children, while we assemble a few facts. I, for one, brought away a few numbers of the connoisseur. You'll notice that the antique salon of Madame Cornelius figures largely in the advertisements.
Apparently, she's quite a reputable dealer and collector.
One of the best, undoubtedly.
Well, I don't get it.
You will, my dear. Now, Charlie, the contents of the safe.
200 smackers.
Uh-huh.
Some, bookkeeping books.
We'll find some well-known collectors' names therein, I've no doubt. Of that, however, more anon. Go on.
Some newspaper clippings. Here, listen to this. New York Times. A series of... Here, you read it, Mr. Hicks.
A series of remarkable robberies has come to light over the last 12 months. It would seem that American and overseas visitors, bringing silver purchases into America, having landed their goods and passed them through the customs, have in a large number of cases been suddenly robbed of their goods, which in every case included candelabra. Sometimes the goods have mysteriously vanished from the customs sheds themselves. At others, they have safely reached the home of the purchasers, only to vanish shortly after. 14 consignments of valuable candelabra and such objets d'art purchased overseas have vanished from customs sheds, and no less than 10 overseas tourists have had similar objects stolen from their homes. The police are quite at a loss as to why the thieves have concentrated on articles that are only moderately valuable. The consistent pattern is a puzzle that apparently obscures a deeper motive than the mere collection of antique plate and silver.
Any more?
There's several more to the same effect. No clues. Wait on. Here's a cutting about our friends. Madame Cornelius, one of London's most eminent dealers, has stated that it has been her great pleasure to make sales to many American clients, among them several whose names appear among the victims. She has expressed her intention of following the matter up from the London end. Well, Charlie, do you see any daylight?
Blimey, I don't. But I can see that you've got ideas.
Ideas only, dictated by what I saw and you saw at the antique shop. However, the whole thing devolves on the yard now, and I think this is where I drop him a hint. My hat!
Who can that be?
At a guess, it's the police ringing from the antique shop to tell Madame her place has been broken into. Listen, you take it, Barbara. You be Madame. Low contralto voice, drawly American. They've dragged you out of bed. Go on.
Yes?
Madame Cornelius?
Yes, this is Madame Cornelius.
Police here. Constable on patrol in South Audley Street reports your premises broken into.
What's that?
Your premises in South Audley Street have been broken into. We've sent guards along. Please do your best to come along as soon as possible. You'll be met.
Oh, my word, but this is terrible. Yes. Yes, I'll come as soon as I can get dressed.
All right, we're sending a police car for you.
Oh, for heaven's...
Shh. Tell him yours is up front.
Don't worry. My car's outside.
Better take the police car, madame. The inspector's in it.
The inspector?
Yes, madame. Inspector Ford. Be there in a few minutes.
Right. I'll wait. Hear that? Ben Ford's coming.
My hat. That takes us off. Charlie, pick up all those bits. But leave the news cuttings around. Denver moves. Not a moment to lose. Barbara, you and Charlie take the car. I've got to dash upstairs and release Madame.
But what about...
There can be no buts. I've got to do it. Explain later. I must listen to what happens here.
With the fat sizzling in the fire, the police on their way to Chelsea, and Madame Cornelius to be released, there's obviously considerable danger awaiting the Grey Goose.